Where were you this morning during the attacks?
I was presiding over the U.S. House of Representatives as the Speaker pro tem when the House convened this morning at 9 o'clock, when the first reports came in with respect to the attacks in New York City. And I presume that I was still in the chair at the time when the attack on the Pentagon occurred, although it could well be that I was in transit from there to my office in the Longworth Building at that time. But I was either on the floor in the chair or I was in my office, and obviously it's hard to pinpoint the specific time.
What have you been doing today?
Well, they vacated all the federal buildings and most of the buildings, even in the private sector, and we were allowed to remain. And so I spent a good portion of the day here in my office. I felt it was necessary to communicate with people who were calling in, necessary to communicate with my family, as well as others in terms of being able to provide at least information. So the guards did allow the members themselves, no one else, to remain in the building, and I spent a good portion of the day here in the office.
What are you hearing from people?
Outrage, terror, sadness, prayers, anger, the gamut of emotions that the people in my district feel are the same emotions that I feel.
What will happen next in Congress?
Presumably later today, in arguably a joint session, although that's yet to be decided, because each one of us has actually been secured, and we have a holding room over at the D.C. police headquarters. So we don't know yet from leadership what the plan is, but presumably some kind of a joint session to be able to at least convene on this horrible day. I assume later on we'll receive an intelligence briefing with respect to what the administration have been able to ascertain so far. And beyond that, the Speaker, the President of the Senate, the leadership of the chambers is in control, and so we'll simply act according to what they ask us to do.
What kind of things do you want to know?
Obviously, I want to know what a full investigation would reveal, who's responsible for these horrendous, mind-boggling acts, and what the United States government can and should do to respond. But I think at this point, we're at a stage of sorrow and anger, but I think a full investigation needs to occur very quickly, and a full response needs to occur very quickly. But I don't think it can be done until we have full information before us. Beyond simply expressing emotions and expressing my desire that we respond appropriately, I think I would be getting a little ahead of the game.
Did you hear from constituents?
People are prayerful. People are, in some cases, I think, disbelieving, as I am. And my job is to be responsible, to be calm, and yet to be forthright and firm in whatever response needs to occur.
How easy has that been for you?
It's not easy to be calm in one of the most monumental crises in American history. But I think elected officials need to be calm. I think we need to allow our emotions to occur, but to make sure that we act appropriately on those emotions. So obviously it hasn't been easy. It hasn't been an easy day. It's been a horrible day, in American history. But I'm confident that this government of ours and the American people will join together and respond not only through prayers and sorrow, but also respond in the appropriate way to the people who've perpetrated these acts. The United States government will not leave this action unresponded to, and I am prepared to support the administration in tough, swift, and appropriate response to this act of terrorism and these acts of terrorism.